After World War II, my mother used to send packages back to Hungary to meet their needs. But one day, they sent a letter of an itemized list that they demanded. And that day, my mother and father decided that was the last thing they sent.
Yeah, they didn't have quite big enough giraffe ears to see the request when it was put that way. So that's what I want to learn, I want to deepen our learning in our time together today, how to send the message that we really feel that it is a mitzvah, a memnu, that it is a great gift to the other person to offer our needs, that we have that consciousness about the life within us.
So they could have seen it that way.
They could have still seen it. In fact, usually what I have found is, since I've been getting my consciousness raised on this, that almost every time I hear a demand, it's because the other person is so scared to ask. They don't quite see the beauty in their own needs. They're judging themselves and being dependent, needy, whatever. And they're carrying vestiges from the past that haven't led them to see the beauty of their needs. So how sad it is for then if I continue that game by hearing it as a demand and responding out of that energy. So as soon as I hear a demand, I need to take a deep breath and try to empathize with the energy behind the other person that would lead them to express it that way.
The need, the acceptance.
Which need?
The need behind the demand.
Oh, it could be many different needs. I'd say the need that's behind the fear is to have you receive this as a mitzvah. but they have had such pain in the past with people receiving it in other ways that now they're so scared. Mm-hmm. And out of the fear, they express it in a way that we don't have giraffe ears receiving. We can hear as a demand.